අවකාශයේ පාසල
මේ අපේ ඉස්කෝලේ
ගමින් නගරේ දූපුතුන්ට දැනුම අරන් ගෙදරට එන
පුංචි අපේ රේඩියෝ ඉස්කෝලේ
රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර. Hello children, welcome you to Ruhunu Guru Gedara educational program. I'm Chaturi Bandara, a teacher of Suryaveva National School. Noun, pen is described by the word red. So, red is the adjective in this sentence. It gives further details on my pen. Let's look at another example. Look at this sentence. I have a frock. I have a frock. I want to tell more about my frock. I have a long frock. I have a long frock. Here, long is the adjective. Look at this sentence. I have a long party frock. I have a long party frock. Here we can see two adjectives in this sentence. What are they? Yes, long and party. Both of these words describe the noun frock. Let's add one more example. Look at this sentence. Mother prepares delicious food. Mother prepares delicious food. I think you can guess the adjective in this sentence. I'll read the sentence again. Mother prepares delicious food. What is the adjective here? Yes, very good. Delicious is the adjective. It describes the noun food. Now you know what is an adjective. Let's do a small activity. I think you are ready with your task sheets. Look at activity 1. Look at activity 1. You can see a grid with two columns named adjectives and nouns. Now, I am going to give you the list of words. You have to categorize the words into the correct column. I'll read the words 3 times. First time, listen very carefully. Second and third times, you can feel the grid. This is the first time reading. Listen very carefully. Delicious, dog, teacher, pretty, film, kind, girl, barking, interesting, people, intelligent, food. This is second time reading. Now, you can feel the grid. Delicious, dog, teacher, pretty, film, kind, girl, barking, interesting, people, intelligent, food. feel you all have filled the grid. I'll read the words again. Delicious, dog, teacher, pretty, film, kind, girl, barking, interesting, people, intelligent, food. I think you have finished your activity. Let's discuss. What are the adjectives you got? Yes, the adjectives are number one, delicious, number two, pretty, number three, kind, number four, barking, number five, interesting, number six, intelligent. What are the nouns you got? Yes, the nouns are dog, teacher, film, girl, people, food. Hope you all got correct answers. When we are looking at these two columns, I think you can match the nouns with appropriate adjectives. I think you can match the nouns with appropriate adjectives. Let's see. We can say delicious food, pretty girl, kind teacher, barking dog, interesting film, intelligent people. Now, let's move on to our next activity. Activity 2 in your task sheet. Activity 2. Underline the adjectives. You have to read the sentences and underline the adjectives. Let's read the sentences first. Number 1. People carry heavy loads to the town. Number 2. Boy is singing a nice song in the room. Number 3. Binuri plays a beautiful melody in the piano. Number 4. The players like sunny days. Number 5. Students face challenging examinations. I think you can find the adjectives. Let's see the first sentence. People carry heavy loads to the town. What is the adjective here? Yes, very good. Heavy is the adjective. It describes the noun loads. Look number 2. Boy is singing a nice song in the room. Here, what is the adjective? Yes, the adjective is nice. It describes the song. Number 3. Binuri plays a beautiful melody in the piano. What is the adjective here? Yes, beautiful is the adjective. It describes the melody. Number 4. The players like sunny days. Now it is easy to find. So the adjective here is sunny. Number 5. Students face challenging examinations. Yes, the adjective here is challenging. It gives more information on examinations. Shall I repeat the answers? Okay. First one, heavy. Second one, nice. Third one, beautiful. Fourth one, sunny. Fifth one, challenging. Hope you all got correct answers. Now you know how to find an adjective easily. Most of the times, an adjective comes before a noun and it describes or modifies a noun. Children, adjectives add color to the sentence. With that idea, let's move on to the next activity. Activity 3 in your task sheet. Activity 3 in your task sheet. Find the adjectives used in the given text. Here you can see a text about elephants. Let's read it first. Elephants. Elephants, world's largest animals on land, are now listed as endangered. What do you mean by the word endangered? Yes, endangered means the animals or plants that is seriously at risk of extinction. Let's read. The Asian elephant, which lives in South and Southeast Asia, is threatened due to high human population in the region. Forests are decreased day by day due to the clearance of land for settlements, agriculture, and development projects. The African elephant is endangered mainly due to poaching for ivory. Okay, now let's find the adjectives in the text. Let's see the first sentence. Elephants, world's largest animals on land, are now listed as endangered. I think you found the adjective. Yes, the noun animals is described by the adjective largest. This is a superlative adjective, but today I'm not going to explain that part. It will be discussed in another lesson. Remember, largest is an adjective. Now, look at the second sentence. The Asian elephant, which lives in South and Southeast Asia, is threatened due to high human population in the region. It is somewhat lengthy sentence, but easily you can find the adjectives. Let's see. Yes, there are few adjectives in this sentence. Asian, Southeast, high, human are the adjectives in this sentence. You can see Asian elephant, Southeast Asia, high human population. So, there are four adjectives in this sentence. Number 3, let's see the third sentence. Forests are decreased day by day due to the clearance of land for settlement, agriculture, and development projects. What about this sentence? Yes, the adjective in this sentence is development. It describes the noun projects. Now look at the last sentence of the text. The African elephant is endangered mainly due to the poaching for ivory. What about the adjective in this sentence? Yes, the adjective in this sentence is African. It gives more details on the elephant. So, the adjectives in this text are largest, Asian, southeast, high, human, development, and African. Feel you all found correct adjectives. I think now you all have a clear idea on adjectives. This is the end of today's lesson. Hope you all enjoy my lesson. I am Chaturi Bandara, a teacher of English in Suryavava National School. Let's meet again with another interesting lesson. Goodbye, children.
Avakashi Pasala.
Meeng api ispooli.
Gamin, nagarin, dooputunta denumaran, gedarata ina.
Unji api radio iskole.
Ruhunu guru gedara.
සෑම දිනකම
උදේ 5:30 සිට 6 දක්වා
සවස 3:00 සිට 4:30 දක්වා
සවස 5:00 සිට 6 දක්වා
රාත්‍රී 8:00 සිට 9:00 දක්වා
මේන් අපේ ඉස්කෝලේ
අධ්‍යාපන ප්‍රතිසංස්කරණ විවෘත විශ්වවිද්‍යාල හා දුරස්ථ අධ්‍යාපන ප්‍රවර්ධන රාජ්‍ය අමාත්‍යාංශයේ සම්බන්ධීකරණයෙන්
දකුණු පළාත් අධ්‍යාපන අමාත්‍යාංශයේ මඟ පෙන්වීමෙන්
දකුණු පළාත් අධ්‍යාපන දෙපාර්තමේන්තුව FM රුහුණ සමග එක්ව රුහුණේ දරුවන්ට පිදෙන දැනුම් තක්සලාව දැනුම් තක්සලාව
උචි අපේ රේඩියෝ ඉස්කෝලේ
රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර